systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jam Hole. Today is a Wednesday, April 7th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And guess what?
What?
This is episode 333.
Wow.
Oh my God. That is a milestone in itself.
We're a little bit of half evil going on right here.
I know. Halfway there.
A little bit.
We may not make it to that episode.
We will.
Anyway, this is the Jam Hole live comedy podcast of the days of the week. You should be watching these live at thejamhole.com/live or on your Ustream app for your mobile devices. You can type in the chat room there with a free Ustream account. If you don't have one, go make one. It's quick. It's easy. It's free. They don't even pay us to say that. Give us a call, 406-204-4687. That's the live phone number. If you would like to call and say hi, you can
hi.
Do that. Hi.
Hi.
So how are you doing?
I'm great.
Nice.
Not
nice
really.
Job on the chorus, by the way.
Oh,
I
yeah?
like that. I think with you singing it and then with Sean singing that, who do you think? He's like our own personal white Nate dog. It's so awesome. So Wednesday night, hump day. I love hump day.
Oh, yeah?
I just want to say that.
You're not going to make me sing that tomorrow, are you?
No. Actually, we may not even perform tomorrow. We'll probably get up and do like one song each, because tomorrow night at Grizzly Jack's, show up around 9 p.m. if you're in the valley here locally, we have some out-of-town talent coming in.
Yeah.
Some Bozeman hip-hop stars. What the fuck's his name? Minx?
Yeah.
Lynx? Minx?
Minx.
Minx, the white something.
I
forget,
know.
But I heard his stuff and it's very cool. Very cool. So
yeah,
he'll be here tomorrow night rocking the mic with us. Of course, at thejamhole.com/YouTube, the first video there that you see is the little commercial we made for our Thursday night live hip hop. Ladies dancing, all sexy, got me in the mood. So check that out.
I should be fun.
I was impressed for, you know, fucking with Windows Movie Maker still.
Dude,
like,
it
I
almost
have,
died because you put so much shit into that. It was
like, I know. Like when you try to preview it, the Vio is like trying to render it as it's previewing. It's just grinding the fuck through it, like just glitching all. It was wonderful. And the great thing is I have Vegas Video 4. I just don't have the time to like figure it out. And McNally sent me, like, a couple little just, here's how you do this real quick, and here's how you do this. But holy shit, dude, that program does so much shit. Like, it's nice and easy with Windows Movie Maker. And I know that's the cheap way to do it, but we're not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
It's just a little commercial we made just so people can see. They're like, what do you guys do up there Thursday nights?
This.
That's what the fuck we do on Thursday nights, man. Party hard. Girls just freaking on anything that has a penis there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very good.
Hopefully, I won't have to hold the camera the entire time.
I told you. Grab that tripod.
Yeah, but then they're like, it loses, you know, you don't get everything. It's only
yeah,
one angle.
It sucks having it just stationary there like that, but we can do both, you know. It ain't no big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to be able to dance more than have to hold the camera the entire time. Because it gets really hard holding the camera and, like,
I noticed that, too. Like, I'll be holding it and I'll hear the song and I'm like, and then I catch myself totally doing
just
this.
Just grooving
number.
With it. You're like, oh, shit, I shouldn't do that with the camera in my hand.
Swaying back and forth. I'm like, oh, yeah, I have to go through that footage and it's going to be completely awful. So let's just not do that.
Yeah, so it's really hard not to sit there and, like, at least move some because I like to dance. And
that's good, though, too, because that means we got good music going on. People are digging it also.
Well, yeah. Did you see the people
obviously,
there?
Did you see the people there? That's great.
They're like, woo!
So, any smokers with us, not pot smokers, talking about cigarettes right now. Who smokes cigarettes here?
I do that.
I do. You
I
smoke
do.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
Really?
For like 9 years.
Get the fuck out. Shut up.
So
I got a great way to save you guys money on cigarettes. This also not a paid advertisement. You know how to save money on cigarettes. You may never even have to spend another dollar on cigarettes
again. You know how to save
money
on advertisement? Just get Matt to like your shit. There.
Send me your stuff, and if I like it, I won't shut the fuck up about it. Nolly's Undead says, don't smoke. No, I'll do you one better. Quit smoking. Okay?
No.
Are you with me so far?
No.
But don't actually quit smoking. Just quit buying them.
Oh, and bum them from
everyone. Then when you're at work, you can just be like, oh, hey, bro, can I bum a smoke? Sure. Why not? I know you quit smoking on New Year's, but yeah.
But see, that doesn't work because
I'm
here most of the day.
Okay, not for
me,
you.
For me, not so good.
For someone where I work at, it works brilliant. Every morning, hey, can I bum a smoke?
Hey,
yeah.
No.
Why not? Why the fuck not? You shouldn't have to pay for that. I mean, it is killing you. Why would you pay for something that's fucking killing you, right? Like,
because
I don't pay for these. I steal them. So, if you want to keep smoking and just not pay for them, just stop buying them. Charlie Clown says, I used to take half-smoked cigs out of the ashtrays at the college because I'm classy like that.
That's dude, gross.
I saw some old homeless dude doing that the other day. He was in the parking lot of this gas station, and he was, like, right by my truck, so I couldn't open the door because he was, like, bending down to pick up cigarette butts.
Yeah.
And he finally, like, gets up and moves, and I'm like, you know you're going to get hepatitis doing that. And he, like, he totally stopped
wow.
and looked at me like, did you just say something to me? Can you see me? I thought I had my invisible cloak on because everybody else completely ignores the fuck out of me. Do you see me right now? Can you see me? Holy shit. Do I have clothes on?
I can't smoke an already smoked cigarette. Like, I can't do that. I can't do the half cigarette thing. It's
Zofu
gross.
Says mouth herpes. Cobra says, or aging.
What?
Charlie Clown says, I'm motherfucking homeless. Like a boss?
Like a boss.
Thank you.
Like a boss.
God, that's awesome. I haven't heard that in so long. We need to write a song like that, too, I think.
Yeah.
We're
going
to write a Beastie
yeah.
Boys kind of tribute song since there's three of us and we're all white dudes. I think that'd be kind of cool to like
yeah.
this old school beat with some scratching in it. Hit it! Maybe some Sabotage shit. And then, oh, man. And then the other one. That'd be great.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Yeah, I'm the boss. Yeah, you said that like 100 times.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm a boss. Yeah, I know. I'm a boss.
So we went up to Libby today, and on the way up there, I've never seen this before. I saw a dude on a bike, like a mountain bike.
Yeah, yeah.
And strapped to his back,
he's a baby.
A full grown dog.
Oh.
Like, for real, dog on his back, and then on the dog's back was his backpack, and like holding the dog on him in the middle of fucking nowhere. Now keep in mind, you
whoa.
Guys saw some of the video at thejamhole.com/YouTube going up to Sandpoint, a little bit of that. That's more in Libby. This was like halfway, which is nothing for 40 miles coming back here. Nothing for 40 miles going towards Libby.
Yeah.
In the middle, dog strapped to his back, backpack on the dog, just fucking biking.
That's
and
weird.
I was like, what if that dog just pisses on you? Like, is that cool?
Maybe
are you guys close like that? Or
maybe the dog is used to it. Maybe
that's
he
so
does
weird because he had like his paws on his shoulders and then his other paws were just kind of hanging and it looked like the only thing holding him on there was that backpack. But that
probably.
Dude, I've mountain biked with backpacks before.
Yeah.
They're not very comfortable. Now, add on top of that a fucking 50-pound dog. Like it was like a pit bull kind of. It had that big, you know, pit bull-like head.
Yeah.
That can't be fucking fun, dude. I would not want to be on that highway doing that with a fucking dog and have to pee all the time. And then to even, like, how do you get it on your back like that if
I
it's
bet
just
you? It's like
you?
A baby strap thing. Like, it's a harness for, like, a toddler or something.
Charlie Clown says, that guy knows what doing a doggy style is all about.
But,
yes, he does.
Yeah, it's probably like an...
It was horrible, Charlie
toddler.
Clown. Jesus.
It's probably like a toddler strap thing, and it just clips into like his straps or something.
So then up the road a little ways, we pass a car. The guy has a book on his steering wheel. like,
oh my
read
God.
The book. And Ryan looks over at me. He's like, dude, that guy's going to hit the dude on the bike with the dog. Just like, I mean, I guess you can see the road, right? But yes. How would you, I don't know if I could read like that, you know, like trying to steer and all the bumps.
I don't know. You said you were reading, what, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy on your droid while you're driving.
Yeah. I wasn't driving, though. I was sitting passenger.
Oh, okay.
The boss was driving. And that's different. That's what I'm saying. Like holding it on your steering wheel. Because you're doing this. And then, so is your head like tilting? And then, you know, you're smoking
probably
a cigarette. So now you're at one hand. And then you get a phone call. And then you look down for a second. You look up and I just hit a guy with a dog on his back on a bike. And that's how life
nice.
Goes. And that's how life goes. So I had a doctor's appointment the other day. And the doctor
told you you were pregnant.
Yes. So we have an appointment for an abortion next week. We'll be making a documentary out of that.
Is your ultrasound picture on your MySpace
yes.
and Facebook yet?
It is my Facebook profile picture.
Nice.
I've tagged myself. I've even made the baby
and
a Facebook profile, tagged it in the picture, logged into baby's account, and accepted.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Have you pre-named it Aiden? Because every boy being born right now is being named Aiden.
Aiden?
Aiden.
Like
A-Y-D-E-N.
Is it
Aiden.
Because we've popularized the name Brayden so much on the show that everyone's like, that's a good name, but I don't like the burr part, so we'll just call him Aiden. We'll just call him Aid. We'll call him D for short.
No idea. A
lot
that's of people
retarded.
Have been naming their sons Aiden.
That's
weird.
Retarded. Actually, and now that you mention that, I do know a couple people, I think, whose kids are named Aiden.
Yep. Yep.
Probably the same people.
No, these people that I know are in Florida.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's all over the place. I don't
so
know. I actually made a Facebook comment to one of my friends who just had a fucking baby.
Nice.
And
did
another
you congratulate
one is
her?
Pregnant with their fucking first child.
High
or whatever.
Five. High fives all
and
around.
I made a comment on one of their pages, and I was like, dude, why does it seem like everyone I know from back in the day either has children or are having children?
Because
I don't understand. There's
everyone,
only like two or three people that I know from back then that don't have kids.
Because everyone, you know why it seems like that? Because it is like that. Because every fucking person we know in this valley, even the people we don't know, they're having babies. You know why?
Why?
Tick tock. Tick.
Well, see, that's another thing I made.
It's the women's fault. I blame the women. Your guys' clocks are going off crazy.
Well, the funny
thing
is, the two people that I know, the two people that I know that don't have kids are both women.
Well, obviously.
It's weird. But anyway, fucking, it's, I don't know. I made a comment and I was like, you know, why does everybody I know from back then have kids already? And are group of people getting that old? I'm like,
and in the chat, even Frankie says everyone's alarms are ringing. Omega Doom says it happens here. I think it's happening everywhere. It's just that whole tradition of this
is your mid 20s and you start having kids.
This is what you think life has to be because all you've heard is that this is how life is. Everyone you're around, you grow up, you know, you get a job, you graduate college, of course, you get a job, you get a girl, you get married, you have a baby. That's just the natural progression of tradition in this society that everyone feels like they have to do it. And if they don't do it, if they start straying from that, they'll feel weird. Like, why are all my friends doing this? It's like I'm behind now. Why am I getting left behind? Fuck, I need to go make a baby. And then with the girls, it's the same way, only it's an internal thing with their clock. You know, they're like, five more ovaries left until the barren desert. Four ovaries left until the barren desert. Three, you know? How many do you have left?
What?
How many ovaries, how many eggs do you have left? Was
None.
I saying ovaries?
Anyway, Amesby says, why do you think everyone has kids? Because they think they have to. Some people just want kids.
But
yeah, that's
that
true, but it's already implanted into their head
right.
that that's something that they do. So, of course, they want it, but they don't think that they're falling into a groove like everyone else is. They think it's just normal and a part of life.
And granted, there is that fraction of the population
like,
that does want kids.
Ask any little, like, 7-year-old girl. What do you want to be when you grow up?
A mommy.
A mommy.
Yep. And that's fucked up, right?
Yeah.
That's creepy. That's
some
children of the corn.
What do you buy your little kids? Baby dolls.
Yeah. It's the whole thing from when they're born till, you know, when they get older and stuff. It's just that's what we are.
Some
because
people
back
are
in
born
the day,
to be parents. Like, they just, they
breeders.
Fucking want kids really bad.
In that
why,
game, Black and White or Black and White 2 on the PC, you're God, basically, but all you are is a hand, and you can, you know, interact with reality and stuff, and you want your people to worship you. And one of the things you can do in that game is create breeders, and that's their sole purpose, is to populate the your little village there, so that the more people you have that worship you, the stronger you get as a god. Yeah. It's kind of weird, but that's how it is in real life, you know? Hmm. Like, we have breeders. Some people, like you, like I said, they do it because, yeah, okay, I want a kid. I want my family lineage to survive or whatever. But a lot of it, it's a deeper level in the subconscious, to where they want a baby for one reason, but the underlying factor is that it's been drilled into their head for so long, and that's why they want it. But they don't know that. They just think, look around, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And yeah, yeah. It is. It's kind of fucked up, especially 7 billion people almost tipping the scales. And I mentioned this on Twitter last night, like, all these earthquakes we're having, it's because all of the fat fucks are on this hemisphere, and then you go around to the other hemisphere, and they're all, like, starving fucking Ethiopians and shit. Like, we're completely off-weighting this world. Like a boss. Thank you, Nolly. Like a fucking boss.
Like a fucking boss.
We're lopsided. The world is fucking lopsided. We need to divide and conquer, or whatever, and, like, we need to redistribute the weight before the earth does it for us, okay? And it's happening. Look around. Did you see the newest earthquake? I was listening to Twit the other day, their latest episode, and they had a lady on the show who was in somewhere in California, I forget where, and all of a sudden, she's like, oh my God, did you guys feel that? And they're like, what? You know, like, what the fuck's going on? Are you kidding? And there was an earthquake happening, like, right there while she was on their show. And then they all go to check Twitter, and yeah, sure as shit, all the shit comes in. Holy shit, earthquake here in Baja or wherever, you know?
Yeah.
And it's fucked up. And, like, is it weird or is this normal? Like, how many earthquakes have we had in just the past, like, 2 months? It's getting crazy. And like I said on thejamhole.com/Twitter, either the end is nigh or the world is trying to right some shit that we have wronged. And it's getting kind of creepy. It's getting
a little bit
kind of creepy. Now, we may have an answer to the Baja earthquake. Okay.
Okay.
So you can rest easy. How many of you guys know a queer looking guy by the name of Deepak Chopra? Yeah,
not
I talk
a
like
clue.
This. So thank you. Come again. Do Deepak Chopra. I have flashy glasses. They're making me see into your soul. My name is Deepak Chopra.
I have no idea.
I am from Mbobo. Well, do you remember that debate we were watching?
Is that him?
That ABC News link, the guy with the weird gay glasses, that was like, no, Mr. Shermer, you are incorrect. You not attack my credentials.
He was fucking nuts.
That's
dude.
Deepak Chopra, okay?
What did he kept saying that the dude said? He's like, your stuff is blah, blah, like. He's like, you're calling my
woo-woo. Baby.
Woo-woo, yeah,
your
woo-woo.
Your stuff, my good Shermer, is very woo-woo. What you are explaining as woo-woo is not, but you, Mr. Shermer, you are the woo-woo. It's like,
yeah, that was great.
He
I was
starts,
like, oh my God.
He's one of these new age healers. If you guys don't know, I mean, you can do a quick Google for Deepak Chopra. You know who he is just from looking at him. He's fucking nuts.
I kind of hate him.
I do, too. He's very... I don't even know how to describe him. He's just a dipshit. And he uses all of these, like, physics terms and, like, quantum physics terms, but in the complete wrong way. Like, when we're talking quantum physics, we are zoomed in at the micro, almost the nano level. That's when we start getting this uncertainty principle. That's when we start getting all of the quantum jitters and stuff like that. He's trying to apply quantum physics to the macro world, which is the world me and you live in.
Right.
Things don't interact quantumly at the macro level, DB. Okay? Things interact quantumly like that at the micro level. Atoms and quarks and bosons and all these other little particles. You can't apply those same principles to us as human beings, because it doesn't work that way. But he seems to think it does, and this whole interconnectedness. And I've read a few books on it, like The Akashic Field, Science and the Reenchantment of the Cosmos by Laszlo. He's written a couple books like that about how maybe all of our information is stored. It's like that book, the Holographic Universe. Everything's stored in a hologram, and that's how it just keeps collapsing on itself. And that's how, you know, we have these weird deja vu moments. It's us, like, tapping into this holographic thing. Anyway, way off track. That's who this douchebag is. So, he says that he might possibly be to blame for the earthquake in Baja.
Oh, okay.
The U.S. Geological Survey is blaming day-to-day seismological changes for Sunday's 7.2 earthquake along the U.S.-Mexico border. But Deepak Chopra, the famed alternative medicine douchebag and transcendental meditation guru, is pretty sure he knows what really happened. What do you think happened?
An earthquake happened.
Thank you. quote, had a powerful meditation just now, caused an earthquake in Southern California, he wrote to his nearly 179,000 Twitter followers shortly after the earthquake. You know what? After Hurricane Katrina happened, I twittered, sorry guys, I've been having some bad gas lately. Hope you get your houses built back up.
Did you really?
No. But this is retarded. You didn't meditate and cause a 7.2 fucking earthquake, you idiot. I was deep in my transcendental state, and I just fucking hate Haiti. So I was like, earthquake to Haiti.
Fucking retard, dude.
Earthquake to Haiti. Do you feel that?
We're not in Haiti.
I just shook the ground.
Okay.
But, yeah, like, and that's kind of a snide thing to say, right? Like, these are people, I don't know what the rates were of people dying or anything like that. If it was, I think it just happened out in the middle of the Baja Desert. So, you know, no one was around it that much. But
Galactor says, he caused the earthquake. Fucking arrest him.
I know.
He's a killer.
That, I was going to mention that. That's so awesome. Like, is this a confession? They arrested that dude that another show mentioned about how he twittered, I hate this fucking airline, I'm going to blow it up, as a joke. See, that was a guy that should have pointed out that was a joke.
Yeah.
And they blew it out of proportion, but, you know, he did say, I'm going
to
do this, right?
Yeah, don't do that.
So if you're like, hey guys, I had a very powerful meditation just now. I caused an earthquake in Southern California, a 7.2 on my meditation scale. Arrest him! Quit causing earthquakes, hobo! Fuck.
Oh my god, dude.
And then to clarify, he says, quote, was meditating on Shiva mantra and earth began to shake. Sorry about that. Hey, it's cool, bro. It's cool. We got it. Don't worry about it. Hey, no need to apologize. If you could, though, maybe harness that power that you seem to have and use it for, you know, other stuff, that would be cool. I guarantee if you put him on the spot and was like, okay, here's a glass of water, I want you to do the whole Jurassic Park thing, right, where the T-Rex is stomping
right,
and
right.
the water, right,
the ripple,
okay, meditate. If you can cause a 7.2 in the Baja Desert, you can make a ripple in this glass of water.
He'll be like,
and
done,
go.
He'll just hit the table.
He'll be what? Oh my god, did you see it? There are many, many ripples.
We stop that?
Yeah, well, that's what he sounds like. Galactor says he is the solution to infinite energy. He is. And Ollie's Undead says he's a supervillain. Send Chuck Norris in. That's fucking retarded. And, yeah, and I don't know. Do people believe that? Like, you have to look at this and be like, no, brohound. Let me give you a quick rundown on tectonic plates. Or plate tectonics, or whatever it's called. That wasn't you.
Yeah,
this
no.
shit's happening. California is falling into the ocean.
Put
just
away,
so you know, okay?
Put away your woo-woo.
Put away your woo-woo. Go work at the fucking Slurpee store, you fucking retard.
Oh, my God.
But then filling with people's minds with this, I hope the terrorists kidnap him, put a gun to his fucking head, and say, okay, funny man, now make an earthquake in New York or make an earthquake in Los Angeles. And then he can't do it. Then what? Then you're really fucked, huh, Deepak?
Yeah,
fucking idiots.
I don't know. He's an idiot.
I wish that would happen so bad, though, dude. Could you imagine? Previously on 24. Oh my god, what is the meaning of this? You're coming with us. And then they bag and tag him and throw him in the fucking SUV. Oh god, that would
dude,
be
the last
so
episode
awesome.
Of 24 was kind of freaky.
The last couple episodes, huh?
It was pretty good.
They went, well, you guys can watch it, but it reminds me of what happened in the latest episode 24. It reminds me of when a while back those journalists were getting kidnapped, and then you would see videos on the internet of them getting their heads cut off.
Yeah, yeah.
As like a "Don't fuck with us, West. We will keep doing this." And I still have those videos. And I gotta say, watching, you can watch a lot of shit visually, images, pictures, movies, whatever, on the internet and stuff. Yeah. A lot of fucked up shit. And it's like, okay, whatever. You watch these, and even though the quality is way worse, something about it, you're just like, that's fucked up, dude. That it really,
you actually
it makes
have
you,
videos like that?
Yeah, I have all of them. I have the Saddam hanging one. I have the very first, what was his name? Daniel something. He was the first journalist, I believe, and he got beheaded. And it wasn't just like what you think, dude. It's like a quick swipe of the machete. They fucking jab the machete in his neck, and you hear the guy, like, gurgling on his blood and shit. And it's fucked up. And these came out a long time ago. But then he starts doing this number with the machete. Huh. There's nothing quick and clean about it. And you're watching this, and the guy's alive for the whole thing, pretty much. And you're just like, fuck, dude.
I want to see that.
That's for real.
Can I see like, that after
yeah,
the show?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't know if you wanted to see him. Because, like, people like my brother, he's really weird about that. Like, he'll watch movies and all that, but when it's real, like, he doesn't want to see it. And I totally understand why. You don't, you know, when it's a movie and stuff, it's, you make it okay in your mind. You're like, you know, that's corn syrup and red food coloring. It's rubber. It's not real. But when you see this, and then you see it in the news, you're like, that was real. There's just something about it that it's fucking weird.
I don't know. I'll have to see it, though, because I've done some things.
Yeah, so. Frankie, he says they cut open the neck, let them bleed out a bit, then hack off the spine. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like you do what I do with a deer or a boar.
It's, I don't know, man. There's something about it. It's fucked up. Even the Saddam hanging, you don't see very much of it.
Well, like,
but you see him hang there at that one last few seconds, and
I
it's
have
like
friends
wow.
that like even my ex-boyfriend Jake, when he first came up to my house to hang out, I had a deer strung up in the on the side of the house or whatever, and he came up and he saw what I was doing. I was hacking at the fucking neck, letting it
like a boss.
Yeah.
Thank
like
you.
A boss, dude. I fucking had a holy antlers because it was hanging knowledge. Upside down by its ankles, and I fucking grabbed the antlers and just started hacking at the neck. And he's like, holy shit. And I looked at him and he kind of got freaked out. I just took its head and spun it.
And see, then that's an animal.
He's like, oh my God.
We don't really have any.
He never watched me clean deer again.
See, that doesn't bug me so much. I mean, deer and shit like that. But, you know, if it was a dog or a cat, even though I don't like dogs, it would still bug me a little bit. But to see that to like a person, you know, it's just, I don't know. There's something different about it. You know,
be all right.
You know, you're like, that's real. That was somebody's life. Then that's fucked up. That's a fucked up way to go, you know?
I'll have to see it.
So, anyway, yeah, I'll show it. Maybe, I don't know if I want to put those up on the site. I don't know, like, what the thing is with
I
that.
I wouldn't put
but
those up on the site.
If you guys want them, I can probably email them to you. I don't know if why you guys would want them. But if you've never seen it, you know, if you're new to the internet, let me introduce you to my friend the internet here. So, yeah, he, Chopra, just bringing the pain with the 7.2. That's a pretty decent-sized earthquake, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
7.2. What was the one that hit Haiti? That was in the 8s, wasn't it?
Not a clue.
Okay. So, Chopra might want to apologize directly to those in California who haven't suffered significant infrastructure damage but are still bracing for more tremblers, and to those in Mexico where two are dead, hundreds injured, and thousands are still without power. And granted, like, you know, we've said before, they were without power before the earthquake. We just want to throw that in. Like, hey, you guys gave Haiti a grip of fucking cash. How about your Mexican friends to the south?
Right.
I mean, most of us are in California, but we'll go back to Mexico if you're going to give us money.
Give us money, right.
Transcendental Meditation, or TM, was largely popularized by Chopra, who's been dubbed McMeditation for the multi-million-dollar profits he's earned off books, DVDs, and his Chopra Center for Well-Being in Carlsbad, California, where a six-day mind-body wellness program runs about $2,500. You're teaching bullshit, by the way. I was really into this whole transcendental meditation thing when I was younger, when I still thought maybe there was a hint of magic in the world before I lost all wonder and became completely jaded like I am today. But, and my mom was into that stuff too, mystics and druids and all that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. And ever since, like, when I was in Christian school, there was always something about that that was just off to me. I was like, I don't hear God. I hear myself speaking.
God speaks.
I don't hear the voice because everyone's always like, when we get a new pastor, he was always like, you know, I talked to God for a long time and I looked for signs and all that. And God, I finally heard his voice and God told me that this is where I needed to be. And I wanted so badly for it to be real, but I never heard it. And there was just always something about it in my stomach and in my gut that I was just like, this isn't real, dude. Wake up. This is complete bullshit. And so after that, you know, you start wandering through the other options you have. I got into Wicca for a while. I wanted that to be true, you know, because that was cool. Spells. Then I got into the Necronomicon for a while, and I wanted that to be true. And
maybe
none of it is, though.
Just have, like, something.
Overactive personality or imaginations?
Maybe some of them are just blessed, and we are not, because we were born to not be believers. I don't know.
Nation.
I'm gonna kill you.
Imagine. No, but I did. I wanted it to be real for so long.
What's like
and
on
then,
that movie we watched? What is it?
Men Who Stare at Goats?
No. The
okay.
No, it was the Christian camper.
Oh yeah, Jesus camp.
Right, the little kid who's like, I wanna believe in this. He's like, I just can't do it. He's like, I want to hear God, but I just don't have it.
Yeah, and it's
like a
up.
Little fucking 5-6-year-old kid crying because he wants to hear God.
Because everyone else around him is like, we hear him. What's wrong with
He's
you?
He's the only
you
one
don't
that's
hear
telling
him?
The truth.
There must be something wrong with you personally if you don't hear God, because look around. The rest of us, we hear God.
I know, and he's, like, crying.
And that was me. I was like, I mean, not to the extent of crying and shit, but I wanted it to be real so bad. So then you get into, you know, the Wicca candle magic or things like that, and you're like, okay, this doesn't work, so that's bullshit. You get into all the other things that you can find. Like I said, you know, black magic, candle magic, earth magic, all that stupid shit. And then the last part is before you start doing, you know, then I got into science after that, you know, physics and that kind of shit. The last part is all the meditation stuff. Unlock that part of your subconscious mind that will allow you to do things like that. And I wanted that to be real for so long. And it just, it's good for relaxing, but you're not causing earthquakes. You're not flying. You're not levitating. You're not remote viewing. You're not doing any of that shit that you're saying you're doing or that you're writing books about doing or how-to DVDs. You're not doing it, dude. It's in your mind. But there are so many people that want it to be real that they will buy these books, you know?
Cobra says, I want to go Christian hunting.
Who's going Christian hunting?
We's going Christian hunting.
Cut a motherfucking Christian up. We should write a song like that, too.
Dude,
I'll do a little ICP-style song. So, yeah, it's just a logical, you know, how steps of how you get to an enlightened state without being into all this woo-woo bullshit.
Woo-woo bullshit.
And that's what it's called, dude. It's fucking woo-woo bullshit. And this guy is at the top, and you just, I don't know. I don't see it, you know? I don't hear it. I don't see it. We messed around with hypnotizing and hypnosis and that kind of stuff.
I
want
to go to
a hypnotherapist.
I want to see if they can hypnotize me.
We got to the point where we could put each other out. There were three of us that were really good friends, and we would do this. We could put each other under, and then we'd have a cigarette lit, and we could make you subconsciously think that you, the cherry of the cigarette disappeared, and that was it. But all that is a lot of repetition, repeating the same words, and then masking it a little bit. You're doing some cloaking, while at the same time using suggestion to make them not see.
That's
it
actually just fucking with your vision a little bit, because I can compare right. to the same thing. Because if I'm fishing and I have a bobber out, and if I stare at my bobber, it disappears. And if I move my eyesight a little to the right or a little to the left, I can see it again.
It's your blind spot.
It's not, well, I don't know, but it disappears. Like yeah. you can make shit disappear.
But this is a different
own.
Way of doing it.
Small
especially
things like that.
We're talking like pitch black room, the only light in the room is the cherry of the cigarette or the light or whatever.
Right,
and
your
then we're
vision
making
just
that
takes a piece of black and replaces it.
Yeah, it's
that.
In your subconscious, or one of our friends was just cloaking it, just covering up the cherry. So you thought it went away. And if you did, then it did. You know? It's just as real.
I don't know. I want to go to a hypnotherapist and see what they get out of me. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
If they could.
I don't know. I don't think you would be able to go under.
Why?
Because you're too pig-headed to let them suggest to you like that. You have to be very malleable, very open to suggestion in the first place. Otherwise, it's not going to work. If you go in there and you're like, this is bullshit, it's not going to work. If you go in there with your subconscious mind ready to accept these suggestions, then possibly it will work.
Well, I would try.
But the kind of shit, and like, this is making very minor tweaks and changes to your subconscious mind while under a different state of awareness. This isn't, I'm going to fucking snap my fingers and you're going to take your top off and cluck around the stage like a chicken. All that is completely made up. I'm positive, okay? We're talking about maybe this will make you not want to smoke anymore because we'll put it in your mind, in your deeper, you know, subconscious layer that smoking is disgusting. Smoking is expensive. You don't have the money to spend. And with that extra help, sure, you can kick a habit a lot easier. But you have to be initially open to the suggestion in the first place. Causing 7-2 earthquakes is on the complete other side of the woo-woo bullshit scale. And of course, if this was real, one of you woo-woo artists would have that $1 million prize, you know, that the James Randi Foundation puts up. There's $1 million out there to anyone that can prove that this shit is real or that they have the power. Deepak, what's the matter, dude? Did you fail? Or are you just scared to enter it that you'll be exposed for the charlatan you really are? Like, it's there. It's $1 million. You
Take
afraid
it.
Of a little scientific experimentation?
Yes.
Yeah, you are, because that will completely blow your spot up. So, according to Chopra, at the crux of the meditation practice is, quote, the field of possibilities, creativity, correlation, where intention actualizes its own fulfillment. Collapse that waveform. At the quantum level, dude, not... This guy's an idiot. Let's hope he's wrong about that, or the guru might have some explaining to do about what exactly his meditation session Sunday was hoping to actualize. An hour after Chopper's Twitter confession, he vowed to one Twitter user, at WhiteMoon7, won't do it again. Promise. No shit. You mean won't do it again until, you know, another big natural disaster happens, and then you can be like, oh, I have just been done meditating. I am very sorry. That is my bad. I caused that volcano to erupt and destroy most of the third world. That is my fault. But even the guru himself must not know his own strength, since the promise, dozens of aftershocks have rattled the U.S.-Mexico border, of course. All the while, Chopper's staying safely above the reach of the ongoing quakes. According to his Twitter feed, the guru boarded a plane from California to Denver earlier this morning. So, just a little woo news for you. Just a little woo news. How many of you guys know who Keith McNally is?
I do.
He's awesome. KeithCourage.com. He had a little fire happen, and I'm not sure if any of you guys got this, but I just kind of wanted to read through it real quick. I guess here's, if you donated money to him, this is the form letter he wrote out. So, he says, dear, insert name of friend or well-wisher. Firstly, I want to apologize. This is a form letter. At first, I was going to write everybody back individually, but I ended up getting dozens of donations. Also, I've been a little busy because, all caps, everything I owned burned in a fire. I have nothing. Nothing. And then he gives a link to an article. I'll post this link in the show notes of thejamhole.com. You can read, you know, what actually happened. Also, I should mention, in case it seemed confusing, that Barbara is my mom, who is the original owner of this account. So the donations did go to me. So if you went to KeithCourage.com, because he's a cool guy and he helped us out, he's helped a lot of podcasts out. If you made a donation to him, you may have seen that it went to someone named Barbara and not McNally. So
right.
That's cool. That's okay. Firstly, let me say that you people are fucking amazing. I've gotten over $1,000 in donations so far, which definitely helps take the sting out of things. And that's fucking cool, dude. If you lost all your shit, that sucks so bad. And like hard drives with data on it, like you'll never get that data back. But you can get, you know, here's some cash to help start rebuilding your shit. And that's really cool that everyone helped him out like that. He is a cool guy for sure. So it definitely helps. I should be able to replace all the equipment that I lost. Luckily, since I had just moved to Toronto, I didn't have much stuff. The other people in the building got fucked way worse than me, having normal adult lives and all. The guys downstairs had a mail order record business and lost thousands of vintage records, all because some chick fell asleep with a lit cigarette. Fucking motherfuckers.
Dude.
And you know what? I've walked into my dad's room before he died a long time ago, many times, nodding the fuck out with a cigarette in his mouth. Blankets that just have burn holes all over him. Burn on his arm. Like, it's fucked up shit when you're on a lot of medication like he was on. And I can totally see how that happens.
Yeah.
But because of what you did, you caused all these people to lose a lot of shit. And that's your life, dude. That's all you had. That's fucked up. It makes you think, like,
what if this place burned
down? I need a fireproof box that is open and ready that if shit happens, I throw, you know, the laptops in. And, you know, you'd think, like, what would you grab? If you had, you know, a minute to get out, what would you grab?
The cat.
I'd be like, grab the other end of that fucking bookshelf, baby.
What?
Fuck, dude. That's so much stuff, though. So, yeah, lit cigarette. Anyway, let me regale you with the tale. I'd lived in this apartment for a whole month. It was on the third floor and had a patio deck with an amazing view of downtown Toronto. I happened to be awake all night, being a weird insomniac, so I decided to take my laptop outside to watch the sunrise. It was still chilly out, so I put on a hoodie, the leather jacket Spooky gave me, and some thin gloves. I even had a pair of long underwear on since I was using them as pajama bottoms. All of this turned out to be very important in a matter of minutes. So I was watching the sun rise and marveling at the majesty of the world. I'm outside doing work on a computer. It's amazing. The stupid freaking world is amazing. And then smoke started billowing up from downstairs. Where the fuck was I? I just got distracted by something. I've been sleeping super shitty since that fire. I think I got 2 hours last night. My brain must be waiting for the next fire to happen. But come on, two fires? What are the chances? Oh yeah, that's what I was talking about. So, this fucking smoke starts billowing and I hear people freaking out downstairs. Everyone got out of the house, okay, but they were half naked and often didn't have cell phones or wallets. I, however, was already totally decked out. I even had my laptop right there, so I just tossed it in a book bag and I was good to go. Which is lucky, because in even the time it took to do that, the smoke got so bad I could barely breathe. It was insane. If I hadn't already been dressed, I don't think I even would have had the foresight to grab the laptop, and that would have been a disaster.
That would have sucked.
No laptop to get donations with, you know, like no access to the internet, no smartphone. That would totally suck. You need at least one computer. In case of emergency, one laptop at least. A netbook or something, you know. They're easy. I keep a netbook in my car at all times. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
That would have been bad. Most of the stuff I've been working on is on there, as well as some super awesome porn. Fuck yeah. And yeah, he had like a lot of footage from the 76-hour KTG podcast, other stuff he's working on for his XO thing.
He would have lost all that
shit. He had a lot of shit that was very important on that laptop. So yeah, good on you for, you know, remembering to grab that. So basically I spent the next 3 hours watching the fire get worse and worse. I really didn't expect it to get so bad. I thought being all the way on the third floor, I'd only have smoke damage. The firefighters got there right away, but the fire was like a cartoon fire. It was spraying out of the windows like some crazy furnace. Totally insane. I tried to keep my spirits up, but I ain't gonna lie to you. That was a depressing fucking day. I was tempted to just go to the bus station with my laptop and my one set of clothes, buy a bus ticket, and wake up 14 hours later back at my mom's house. Toronto was wearing me out. But no! I got my fire back, and I'll tell you how. That night I stayed with my friend Chris, but I couldn't sleep. So I decided I was gonna break into the burned out building and try to find some of my melted, ruined stuff. By coincidence, my one set of clothes was mostly black, perfect for breaking and entering. Not to mention that if I got arrested, so fucking what? It's Canada, right? You know, what are they going to do? I don't even have a house. Being in jail would probably be better. Well, when I got there, the place had way too many firemen guards, so I decided not to do it. But that still helped get my head to feel less victim-y. I'm the one who fucks the world. The world doesn't fuck me. Oh, you want to bum down my house? You want to burn down my house, Toronto? Is that all you got? Well, fuck you. I can take that and a ton more besides. And I still like this city better than New York. So that's when I decided that, you know, your place is a shithole when all of your shit went up in flames and you still like that place better than NY. That's so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So that's when I decided I was going to clamor my way back up, get another apartment, and show Toronto who was the motherfucking boss. So today I finished having an interview for a new place. Hopefully it'll all work out. In worst case scenario, there are some KTG fans that have offered me a couch to sleep on. I don't know if those couches are actually in houses, but they're at least under a tarp or something. It's pretty amazing to have people who will help me out when all my equipment gets burned, or people that will put me up when I don't have a house. There are fellow KTG fans all over the world who will have my back if I need it, most of whom I've never even met. That kind of thing is really priceless. Once I get my shit together a bit more, I'm going to do a podcast about this fire, and I'm going to give a shout out to everybody who's donated. To make it interesting, I think I'm going to do it like a techno song, you know, like that George Clinton Mortal Kombat song. Da, 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 Mortal Kombat! Da, 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 da. And then the names of people, I don't know, something like that. I'll figure it out. I wonder if I have time to jerk it real quick before Chris gets home. Nah, better not. He did take me in and keep me from homelessness. He probably doesn't need to see me jerking it at his computer. So, and then he proceeds to jerk off. So,
nice.
Anyway, McNally, like I said, KeithCourage.com, he lost all of his shit. So if you guys can throw him a couple bones here and there. He would really appreciate it. And that sucks. I couldn't imagine. I've never had any of my shit broken into. I've never had anything burned down like that. Like, I've never... The closest thing I can equate that to is when my hard drive blew up and I didn't have it backed up and I lost all my music.
Like at Famous Dave's, I've had my grill catch on fire with a gas leak and blow all my arm hair off. And that was pretty crazy. And then Famous Dave's caught on fire because the water heater exploded. And then I get fired, and then Keith McNally's place catches on fire.
I know.
What's going on?
Burning this motherfucker down. No,
we
not.
Want summer now. Get hot.
Damn it, Deepak. Stop lighting places on fire with your transcendental meditation.
Or just stop falling asleep with cigarettes in your fucking hand, you dumb bitches.
So the jamhole.com/contest, we got a contest running right now. You can win an autographed copy of the What Do We Do Now book. Got another entry here. Male Charlie Clown. Masturbates daily. I voted once on the podcast alley. I've donated about $20 to the cause, but we'll be donating more soon when I get some more drug money from selling Oxy on the street. I doubt I can get it up anymore without Viagra or some shit because I have perma whiskey dick. Unless the book is a date rape guide, I probably won't learn nothing from tit. Check out my freestyle. Matt and Danny, you make me happy. I'm at my computer fapping my jalopy. You give out books to all us crooks, and at times you rhyme to keep us hooked. You feed us the news like you are Clark Kent. You lose your weed and your dick is bent. Danny keeps a calendar of when she fucks. Matt prays to internet gods for some podcast luck. This is the part where the chorus would go. It'd be about the cat and the pussy shows. If it has a happy ending, we'll never know because I got to take a piss. My bladder is about to blow. Jesus Christ.
That's awesome, dude.
You can be my ghostwriter from now on, okay? So, yeah, the jamhole.com/contest. You got another, was it, till the 15th. So you got another week or so to get your entries in. We have one male listener, one female listener for a book to give away, autograph. It's a relationship book. Pretty awesome book.
So where do they go to enter that contest?
TheJamHole.com/contest. It's a forum-based contest, but you go to /contest. That's where all the rules and details and links are. So
enter, you might win. Yay!
Yeah, you might. You might. So that's what I was going to say. Sorry. Moving on. I had a doctor's appointment, and I've told you before, doctor, older guy's got MS. Really cool guy, though. They are switching all of the hospital stuff to digital, right? So he's got the touchscreen laptop, and I remember telling this story last appointment I had a few months ago, back in January, that, like, he brought it in, and he just had it all fucked up, and I'm like, well, here, I can fix this for you real quick. And So we're not talking about anything related to why I'm there. We're just bullshit, and that's just what we do. You know, I go in there, he knows I'm cool, checks my arm, okay, you're not shooting up still. here, and then we just talk. Like, I'm like, what do you think about this? What do you think about subluxations? What do you think about vaccine autism thing? Because he's a doctor. You know, I don't get a chance to talk
to a
doctor.
It's cool to have that kind of
and
conversation.
I'm paying, you know, however much I'm paying for an appointment there. And if it wasn't like that, it would be in and out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm paying the same price. So, I hang out there. I'm like, what's
bullshit?
He's a cool guy, you know?
So all
he's
does
older.
Is checks your arm and writes you a
well,
script.
Well, they do, you know, weight, all that stuff. Which I put on a few pounds, by the way. I'm like 180 now.
Really?
I know. I've gained like 20 pounds, dude. Jesus
Are you serious?
Christ. Yeah, it's like 179, I think.
Do they weigh you every time you go in there?
Yeah.
Have you been like watching it climb?
No, because last time was in January, and I was like 160, and I was like 179. I'm like,
oh,
whoa,
my
dude.
God.
Quit buying fucking cream cheese, damn it. Because
see, when I went into my doctor's
appointment.
Put a lock
on the fucking door.
When I went in for my doctor's appointment, I was surprised.
Charlie Clown says, I told you he's buff. Like a boss.
When I went in for my doctor's appointment,
where's
I was
my
surprised because I had lost like 6 or 7 pounds since the last time I weighed myself. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you're getting sexy, by the way.
Yeah, I keep
titties getting
skinnier. Getting
a little bigger.
No, titties aren't getting bigger. They're just...
Well, they should be.
No, they should not be. They're too large. Thank you.
That's the point of the story. He had that touchscreen laptop. They all have these tablet PCs now.
Yeah.
Little notebooks, whatever.
Of course, the camera like this, and they have the little pen. They're like...
Today, or when I went there, he comes in with a notebook, like a paper notebook.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, would you break your computer already?
Yes.
He's like, I forgot to plug it in.
What?
All right, because you don't have to plug in paper. He's like, I know, it's so much easier. And so we're talking, and I forget how it comes up. Oh, he mentioned this program called Hippocrates, which is something that he needed. He was showing me a phone that he had, and he's like, they want me to get these, what are they called, smartphones? So, and he was looking at him. He's like, I need this Hippocrates program. So I pull out my droid. I'm like something like this. And he's like, holy shit. And I open the marketplace just to show him, like, you know, you can get apps. The first thing that shows up is Hippocrates. I'm like, is this the program you need? He's like, yeah.
Yes.
He's like, you know what? I got something I think you'll like. And he goes out and he comes back in like 5 minutes later with one of the very first Palm Pilots.
Whoa.
The original CE Palm Pilot. And I'm looking at this thing. Holy shit, dude, that's got to be worth some fucking money on eBay. It's so old. And it's the screen, it just everything about it. You know, Palm was the first ones to really make the whole handheld computer thing. And then I think, what, Apple had the Newton and, you know, it kind of went on from there. So he turns it on. And all that's on
it's
there.
Like,
he's like, I let my grandkids doodle on it. There's two pictures on there of like, I love you, Grandpa and Grandma, with like a little son and the stick figure, like the classic refrigerator picture.
Oh my
on
God.
On this old ass monochromatic fucking Palm Pilot. And he's just
Whoa.
Like, these are my good, just so funny. We didn't talk anything about, you know, why I'm there this time even. How you doing? Good? Okay, well, I don't think we need to see you every 3 months. Let's try every 6 months. Okay.
Okay.
Right on, dude. But yeah, I thought that was pretty amusing.
They still like, write you a script every month or whatever?
God, yeah, every time.
Every like is it every month?
No, it's however many refills for, you know.
Oh, he writes you. Okay, so like if you go in there once every
so
3
say
months,
I get
he
30
gives you a script with 3 refills.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay. I get it. I didn't really okay. You have like stockpiled them though.
I try cuz he's got MS. He ain't going to be there forever.
So what happens when your stockpile runs out after he dies from MS?
Oh, well, hopefully I will have another doctor or I will know that he's dead and I will, you know, figure something else out.
Steal his fucking RX papers and just write your own scripts.
I should do that. It won't take very much social engineering to hack his shit because I'm like, hey, can I see that? Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you. Like, okay. Can you run out and grab whatever it is I just printed
Maybe
off?
That's not a good idea because that'll be
you
like,
think?
I need a script of 580 milligram Oxycontin,
yeah.
please, non-generic.
And as many
also.
Boxes of fentanyl patches as you have and probably
right.
some methadone to
and
sell.
And Dilaudid, please.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
That. You know what?
Dilaudid
I'm just going to rob a fucking pharmacy. Shut the fuck up. All right. Well, moving on. You know who Heidi Montag is?
No.
This is kind of out of my fucking area, but I thought this was weird. Do you know what a back scoop surgery is?
No.
Back scoop. Lord Xenu says, yeah, a whore.
Is it for like those sway back horses?
He's right. She is a whore. And Bush Woodlover says, yeah, she's got nice boobs. Kind of. She's really weird looking, though. She's the star on the hills, if you can call her a star. She went a bizarre procedure to enhance her back during her cosmetic overhaul. And she agreed without knowing what the operation entailed. The 23-year-old... is 23 too young to have any work done
at all? Yes, unless you're butt fucking ugly and you're not getting better with age.
But other than that, wait until you're at least 40, right?
Yeah.
Because that's when you should use the natural part of you until you get old to where your natural parts are ugly, then fix them.
Right. I mean, I know some people that, yeah.
Bush Woodlover says, not as nice as Danny. Her boobs?
Probably.
She's got nice boobs, not as nice as yours, though.
Yes, it's great. Thank you.
Until you're 40 and we get your boobs done. That's how that works.
No, one of these days I am probably going to have a reduction or a boob lift.
Don't ever say the R word, by the way.
Reduction.
Stop that.
Reduction. I will probably need one eventually.
Yeah, but to get your back scooped... What the fuck does that even mean?
At 23 years old.
So you have more of an arch for when you're in your whore position? Like, look at my back, how it's curved like that. That's not natural.
So
that's
what
so
is it?
Weird. The 23-year-old completely transformed herself with a raft of cosmetic surgeries at the end of last year, including a breast augmentation and liposuction, as well as work on her chin and nose, head, shoulders, knees and toes, and your nose, and your now boobs and back. See, I would maybe get my nose done, you know, when I'm a star, because it's a little big here. It's not my fault, though. That's the way God made me.
You have a Jew nose.
You have a Jew butt.
What
big
the
and
fuck?
Fat and entitled. Yeah. Now, the stars revealed during an interview on Ryan Seacrest's radio show, On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Nice name, homo. She also had a back scoop while under anesthesia, which carves out... That's so weird. It carves and shapes the back, even though she had no idea how the procedure worked, which that doesn't surprise me at all. So what we're going to do is break your... Oh, no, that's fine. Just do it. Okay. We're going to break your nose. We're going to rape you gang style. We're going to jam our cocks down your throat. And then we're going to, you know, shave a little off the old backside. Done and done.
Like,
yes, star.
Are they like shaving the muscles or something? Or
I
like,
don't know.
Repositioning
she
your
says,
spine?
She says, quote, I had my back scooped. I actually didn't know what that is. I might be the first one to try it. It carves out your back a little bit. And Montag, who had her mammoth surgery session filmed, insists her life has completely changed because she can't even hug people anymore. What? This because you're plastic. You're a Barbie girl in the real world, not the Barbie world. And you wonder why every time you move, pieces of your body crack and fall off.
Yeah,
let's
agree
smoke
to
a bowl
something you don't know
think,
what it is.
Let's smoke a bowl and think about that for a sec.
Let's smoke
why,
a bowl and go talk to a plastic surgeon and just say yes to everything he suggests.
Why are my body parts falling off when I move?
Life in plastic.
Fucking
it's
plastic. All right? Your life is tragic.
Because you're plastic.
What are you doing? That is such a weird thing to do. Carve your back? Why?
Charlie Clown says she should have gotten a brain transplant instead.
Yeah, she should have gotten put down instead.
Was she fat and ugly? Maybe
she adds, quote, I have the footage of my 10 procedures. I've watched a little bit. I'm very weird about hugging people now. My body is very fragile. Yeah, because you're made of porcelain and paint. You weird, creepy looking, disgusting creature.
I'm sorry.
So, anyway, let's talk about... You ever
Sex,
seen that
baby,
movie?
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things
thank
that
you.
We see. Okay.
For that. You ever seen that movie, Weekend at Bernie's?
A long fucking time ago. Like, I don't know, 10 years ago?
Great movie or greatest movie?
Great movie.
Pretty good.
Greatest movie I have tattooed
Weekend
on my body.
Weekend at Bernie's 2. Anyway, police have arrested two women after they tried to take the body of a dead relative onto a plane at Liverpool John Lennon Airport. Huh. All, like, propped up, sunglasses on, stick attached, like, hey, Bernie. I love that movie. Like, when I was a kid, dude, that was the coolest movie. Staff became suspicious when they tried to check in the 91-year-old Kurt Willie Durand, who was wearing sunglasses for a flight to Berlin on Saturday. He totally was. I'm not making
this
up.
I'm blind. Fuck off.
And mute. And right. Deaf. You know what? You're probably just going to want to go ahead and talk to me. You're not going to get much out of it.
Quadriplegic. Fuck off.
You're not going to get much out of that deadbeat. No, but seriously, don't touch him.
Yeah.
We have him propped up there. The woman, his widow, and stepdaughter, women, excuse me, said they thought he was asleep. Bullshit. We thought we were going to get bank. Fucking cha-ching. They were arrested on suspicion of failing to give notification of death. Yeah, for being weird, creepy fucks who are trying to travel the world with a dead body for some reason. So
Charlie
Clown
is
probably
like, how did they even make it through the metal detector line?
There's
like,
no
how did
metal.
They walk him?
He's dead.
No, how did he walk?
Pushed him. He's
in a wheelchair?
He's just taking a little nappy poo.
In a wheelchair?
He'll wake
carry
up.
Him?
He'll they, wake up.
They tape his legs to theirs?
Probably.
And do, like,
they taped his arms to the wheels and they're just like rolled. This is easier than when he was alive, I'll tell you. Do you notice how much he's not complaining about his arthritis? This is amazing.
This is great.
We should kill people more often. The pair, who are German nationals but live in Oldham, Greater Manchester, have been released on bail. As understood, they took Mr. Durant to the airport in a taxi. Asked to describe her late husband, who she called Willie. He was the best man of the world. Good man. I did not kill my Willie. My Willie is my God. I have loved my Willie for 22 years. I've been loving mine for about 27 now. You love my Willie.
You know what?
You love my Willie.
Ugh.
Why is your Willie dead and strapped to a wheelchair with sunglasses on and duct tape? And
your
why is
about
your,
to turn
your
30.
Your Willie stinks like death. What's wrong with your Willie?
Your Willie's going to turn 30.
I know.
This year.
Your Willie's all wrinkly
out.
And weird looking.
I'm going to have to trade.
Why is Willie
for
like
a younger version?
Why is your Willie just kind of leaning to the left? What's up with that? Mr. Durant's stepdaughter, Unka, added, "They would think that for 24 hours we would carry a dead person? This is ridiculous. He was moving, he was breathing. 8 people saw him. Say hi, Willie." Yeah. She said her stepfather, who suffered from Alzheimer's, had been treated in the hospital for pneumonia. They had waited until he was better before booking a ticket to travel to his native Germany. He was released from the hospital. He was fine. If he was not fine, the hospital wouldn't have released him, she said. She insisted that with his eyes closed, they believe he was asleep. Quote, "He was alive, he was pale, but he wasn't dead," she added. "A dead person you cannot carry to Germany. There are too many people checking security. How can you bring a dead person to Germany?" Ask Hitler. Right?
Oh,
that's oh, not
oh,
funny.
No.
Cut. Cut.
Stray away from that, dude.
Awkward.
Very.
A member of the staff at Broadway Cars in Oldham, who asked not to be named, confirmed the private hire company had taken the passengers to Liverpool, but declined to comment further, saying, "It was a big deal for the business." Yeah, you let them bring a dead dude from their place to the airport. I'd say that's bad for business. Or is it?
Yeah, it's bad for business.
You could advertise like, "Hey, you got a dead weight you need travel from A to B there? You call us up. We'll move it. No problem."
No.
You got dead Tony in the back there looking like a fucking mule? Well, you bring him over here. We'll take care of him. No problem. I got you. I got you. Capiche? Come over here.
Shut
hey,
up.
Come here. No, not you. You, come here. A spokesman for the Liverpool airport said, quote, "In view of the fact that this incident is currently under police investigation, we have understand arrests have been made. We cannot say anything else." That's weird. Stop bringing dead people places. Put them in the dirt. No, don't even put them in the dirt.
Burn
cremate
them.
And then when you're done cremating everyone that's died, start digging up the ones that are in the dirt, cremate them, spread them back wherever the fuck, I don't care, and then build me a house on one of those pieces of property.
We would have a lot more property if we didn't fucking have
graveyards. Fucking A right, dude.
But we need
lot.
Somewhere to put their plaques so we remember them.
In your fucking house. Why do I need to remember him? My dad's buried in it. Well, in a box. And that's another weird thing. If you get cremated, don't put the ashes, which are this big, in a coffin that is this big. That's a waste. There ain't nothing in that coffin except a box of fucking ashes, my metal fucking pipe, and a loaded bowl of some fucking chronic. Actually, I think we smoked the chronic. But there's a pipe in there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
In your dad's coffin?
Yeah. Well, in the grave, yeah. We all put something in.
You put a pipe?
Yeah. Because we were smoking out of it for before. And then I put some weed in there.
Did you smoke your dad's ashes?
I don't think so. It was kind of windy, though, so maybe.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Charlie Clown says, hey, I got some Sicilian in me. We should start a mafia. I'm Sicilian. You Sicilian, too? Hey, Tony, look what we got over here. Got another freaking Sicilian here.
See,
get
the only thing
it.
I think you should, I don't know, if you're going to get cremated, yeah, don't spend the money on a coffin because it's kind of dumb.
But yeah,
spend the money. I think it's cool to like get maybe a plaque or something that you could put out in your family's graveyard. It's different if you have a family graveyard rather than like
hey,
a
Vinny,
public.
Get the bat.
It's different if you have a family graveyard rather than if you have one that's a big public graveyard
or if it's
going
on your property. Even
right, I have my family has a graveyard that dates back to like the 1800s and shit.
Really?
Yeah, there's that's some cool. old fucking graves out there. And it's in the middle of a cow pasture that smells like shit. But, nice. and there's rattlesnake holes and shit, like, all on the sides of graves and stuff. It's creepy. Just wear boots. Huh. Wear really thick boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your shit tore the fuck up.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people aren't even buried out there because they have been cremated. But what they do is the family gets plaques that has, you know, their name on them and shit and their birthday and their death date and something said about them or whatever. Still
right.
put out there in the graveyard because it's the family graveyard. They throw the ashes out in the graveyard somewhere. So
yeah.
That's
and
cool.
See, that's cool because that's your land. But like we have, you know, countless amounts of acreage just being wasted.
I don't even know who owns
this.
That.
It's public property. Oh, you. Your
My
place,
graveyard.
Right.
Yeah. Our
yeah,
family
no
graveyard.
Idea.
It's got to be
so,
someone.
Well, moving on here. I got a couple more stories before we call tonight. This Wilton Manors. This is pretty awesome. Police say the home 78-year-old Phyllis Martz shared with her adult son was overflowed
with
filth. Filth and feces. Filth? When officers arrived, they say she ran out naked, covered in
poop.
Poop. Feces. Woo! Fecal matter. Absolutely. So it seemed
poop.
An open and shut case for the cops. Mart's son and caretaker, Paris, would be charged. Your name's Paris? What's your last name? France? No! Hilton? No!
No!
Homo? No! They would be charged with elderly neglect. Police are shaking their heads in disbelief, though, because prosecutors declined to file that charge, citing lack of evidence. You actually need evidence. Maybe she did that to herself. You don't know. Quote, I believe they have the photos, said the cop spokesman David Jones. It's surprising to us that they didn't file the charges of neglect. I don't know what their thinking is. My name's David Jones. Martz, who's 40, still faces charges of battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest without violence. His attorney, Edward Dinna, says his client is innocent. The state attorney, assistant state attorney, says that they lived in a dirty house, okay? You can't help that fact, right? You live in a dirty, disgusting house. Though how nasty the house is, there may not be enough evidence for actual neglect charges. You're all just filthy-ass fucking pigs. That's not neglect, that's just gross, but it's not illegal to be a disgusting, nasty pig, right? Is that illegal yet?
I don't know.
It fucking should be. But, so, there's no evidence in the living conditions affected the health of Mars was his mother's sole caretaker, even though she had poop all over her fucking face. I don't know. That's it. Whatever. You seem done. Are you done?
Hey, well, somebody in the chat wants to know where
what?
To get shirts.
What?
They want to know where to get shirts and stuff.
Thejamhole.com/fucking store
Do we have any 2X?
No, we have 1X.
A 1X?
1X is big. Trust me. I'm wearing a large, and I'm big, so.
You're not big.
1X fits, or the extra large ones fit. And we only have, like, three left, so if you
want
one, you better get it now.
Our shirt sizes are actually bigger than
they are. If normal. Send me a picture, and I'll tell you if they'll fit you or not. You fat fuck. No, but yeah, we're just gonna get rid of. Go to thejamhole.com/store. You'll find all that stuff there. So last story for tonight is Oklahoma City here. A man seeking a friend who shares his fetish for. What do you think? What is this fetish for?
Raping babies.
No,
fecal
farting.
Farting. Okay.
Farting.
Okay.
Absolutely. He told police he was sexually assaulted by a man he met online. The 27-year-old man told police Friday he exchanged phone numbers in January with another man who then sent text messages with graphic sexual questions and comments, also known as sex messages.
Sexting.
They were sex messaging.
Sexting.
That's hot. You just get like a random picture of cock on your phone. You're like, huh.
I used to do that.
Give it a lick.
I used
That's
to
do
that, do. Dude. Like, back in the day. I wouldn't even talk to him. I'd be like, let me see your dick.
Let me see your dick before this goes any further.
Exactly.
I'm a busy woman. I don't have much time to fuck around
no,
with
I'm
you
serious,
boys.
No, I'm serious, because, like, I'm not going to invest my time if
That's
it's,
right.
like, a two-inch, like, stub.
That's before, like, I ask her, do you have any kids? She says no, then asks me how big my dick is. I'm like...
like this.
But I'm really good at using it. I've practiced.
It's
practice
like a tuna
makes perfect.
Can.
It's a grower. So the victim agreed to meet the man March 27th, went to his Oklahoma City apartment because the man said he would, quote, fart for me, the victim told police. What? Hey, I'm looking for a guy that would fart for me.
Dude, know? I'll do that for you.
Newsflash, all guys fart, dude. I even got a chick that will fart for you. If the
I'll
price is right.
You fucking pay me.
If the price
we'll
is right.
Shit on you. It's cool.
The police report said the victim has autism.
of course.
Of course he fucking does. The man took the victim into his bedroom and began to sexually assault him, which the victim said he pretended to enjoy because he was scared and is, quote, not much of a fighter, according to the report. The victim told police the man threatened to beat him up. I was not enjoying it. You guys walked in and it looked like I was enjoying it. No, I was not. I was pretending to enjoy it because I was scared and I'm not much of a fighter, so I just went with it. So,
right.
It's not what it looks like. The man told the victim to leave about 1 a.m. because his mother was going to wake up. You're at your mom's house! Stop doing freaky fucking shit at your mom's house, Josh of the Big Mouths podcast. Stop having sex in your mom's house. Stop it, okay? And I don't need to explain myself to you, Josh. Just stop having sex in your mother's house.
And I don't need Nikki to
That's
like
rude.
Me either, so.
I there. Need Nikki to like me.
I don't.
Only so that when
she
we go there.
She doesn't listen to our show. She doesn't listen to any show, and she's fucking.
That's fine.
I don't
give
know.
A shit. I wrote a rap song dissing that
She
bitch.
Didn't even know anything about anything that was going on and tried to get in on it. I'm like, shut your fucking mouth. You
Honestly,
have no idea what's going on. Stick to your unicorns
nobody.
And fucking UFOs, okay?
Okay,
the things
you.
That you know about.
That's right.
They're you, mean.
And
they
stop,
say mean things.
Stop saying I draw. I don't draw.
I
draw
do.
With words. And I'm going to draw a picture of you with some words. You know, shut your fucking mouth. The victim did not report the incident until Friday because he was embarrassed, of course. fucking really. Fucking right. Amazing. God. Amazing world that we live in.
Are we mean? Are we really mean?
I don't fucking know. He knows I'm just fucking with him.
I know.
At least he knows.
She takes it seriously.
I don't have to explain shit to him. That I got chick, a voicemail real
that
quick.
That chick takes it seriously, though.
No, like, she doesn't. She doesn't. Like honestly, she just doesn't care. No one cares. It's the fucking internet.
I don't think she even cares about her own show.
She doesn't. Here's a voicemail for you. 4624-4687. If you call that number when the show is not live, you can leave us a message. 11 seconds long. I'm curious. Fuck you. The right stuff.
The jam hole.
Thank you for that. See?
Did you say our phone number was 406-487?
What?
You totally, like, shorted our phone
406-204-4687. Got P. It's all over the fucking
website.
Yeah,
you said it wrong the first time.
Did I?
Yeah, I think you did.
Well, excuse the fucking fuck out of me.
You're
so
excused.
You got anything else before we get the fuck out of here? Tomorrow night, Grizzly
tomorrow
Jacks.
Tomorrow night. Fucking
that's win
night. $50 shaking your butt.
Win $50 shaking your butts. That's right. Okay. TheJamHole.com/YouTube if you want to check out what am I in for on a Thursday night at Grizzly Jack's with The Jam Hole and FOS Entertainment.
You're in for a video camera with me behind it in your face.
Yeah, probably for one. But no, you can go to thejamhole.com/YouTube and check out the commercial we made for that. It's a good time for sure. And I don't even like bars. I don't even like drinking. And it's a good time.
I'm not big on drinking either. It's funny. When we went this last time, Ashley went with me. And she had just as much to drink as I did. And she was pretty fucking toasty. And I was just... I don't think alcohol does it for me anymore. I just don't know. I don't think... I don't get drunk.
Really?
I don't. I mean,
that's a fucking lie.
I get like a little buzz, but I don't get like I should have been where Ashley was, and I was not.
Well, you probably have a little more of a tolerance when.
But
it comes
I haven't
to that
been
too,
drinking
though.
Barely at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. When was the last time we even had sparks?
Yeah, not in a while. I stopped drinking that shit, dude. I didn't like it. I didn't like that it made your lips all orange, and I didn't like that aftertaste of it. I can't do that.
I take breaks on it every now and then because it gives me heartburn.
Charlie Clown says BYOP, bring your own prophylactics. That's right. God. But it gets fucking crazy up in there.
Fuck
so.
Yeah, dude.
You guys should definitely come. We get fucking
crazy. Oh, yeah, and
crazy.
Sparks is really hard to hide from your
And we'll be doing
bosses.
A couple songs, and we got some out-of-town talent coming in. It's going to be awesome. I fully agree with you.
You totally just run
Email
over me.
Email us info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com for all our shits at thejamhole.com/Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and YouTube. Check out the
and
cool
Danny.
New little buttons that I made.
Thejamhole.com/Danny, you douchebag.
Thank you for that. Suck more dick. We'll see you guys Friday.
Fuck you.
Peace.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.